this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despicable, a heinous act. Words used by President Biden to describe the deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans. Mr. Biden says his heart goes out to the Crescent City.
I agree with you.
The terrorists killed 15 people driving a rented pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street. We're told the suspect, identified as Samsu Jinjabar, was inspired by ISIS.
We know he's from neighboring Texas, 42 years old, an American citizen, served in the U.S. military for a long time, was deployed to Afghanistan actually around 2009. They're looking into him, also his potential ties to, of course, the Islamic State group. We know that there was a flag in that pickup truck along with guns, explosive devices. They also believe they found some improvised explosives around the area, which could be leading the investigative teams to think that he may not have acted alone. So they're looking at potential accomplices, anyone that might be related to this attack. That is still very much active. We don't have a lot of information on that.
The BBC's Carl Nassman in New Orleans. An exploding cyber truck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas killed the person inside the rented vehicle early yesterday.
The fact that this was a cyber truck really limited the damage that occurred inside of the valet, because it had most of the blast go up through the truck and out. In fact, if you look on that video, you'll see that the front glass doors at the Trump Hotel were not even broken.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says heavy-duty fireworks and camp fuel canisters are found inside the wreckage of the truck. Seven people nearby suffered minor injuries. Investigators looking at possible ties to the attack in New Orleans. Three people dead, a New Year's fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 194 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 163. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Tom.
More than 300 tons of toxic materials being removed from the site of a deadly chemical spill at a Union Carbide plant in Bhopal, India, decades ago.
A convoy of trucks under tight security transported away contaminated soil, residue, and chemicals packed in 12 specially designed containers. These will now be incinerated 225 kilometers away at the most sophisticated disposal plant in Madhya Pradesh state, despite concerns raised by communities living close to the incineration site. Officials insist the process will be completely safe. The order to finally clear the waste was made by the state's High Court last month, following the 40th anniversary, and strong criticism of the pace of the cleanup operation.
That's the BBC's Tom Bailey. Parts of the United Kingdom swamped by heavy rains and powerful winds. The Manchester area is flooded, and nearly a month's worth of rain fell in just 2 days. Townhall.com. One more look in the rearview mirror.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2024 as one of the best years ever. 11% think it was an excellent year, and 20% rate 2024 as a good year. However, 34% of Americans give 2024 a poor rating. The 36% who rate 2024 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 34% said the same thing about 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On the eve of his inauguration, President-elect Trump is planning what's being called the Make America Great Again victory rally in Washington, D.C. That word comes this morning from Mr. Trump's inauguration committee. The event is planned for the Capital One Arena on January 19th. That's a venue that has seating for just over 20,000 people. Aside from the incoming president, we don't yet know who else is on the speaker's roster. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And so here we are, January 2nd, 2025. Happy New Year, everyone. 2 days away from the Ravens' chance of clinching the AFC North and earning a first-round home playoff game. And after the losses to the Steelers and the Eagles in late November and early December, who would have thought we'd be here today? Head coach John Harbaugh on the significance of the 3 wins in the last 11 days for the Ravens.
We accomplished a lot in terms of improvement. Obviously pointing toward the opportunity in this game and then into the playoffs to be the best team we could be, and we made steps in that direction too. Now we just got to maximize that and play our best football.
Ravens are an 18-point favorite on Saturday. The Browns are 3-13 on the season, and they've lost 5 straight games. College football playoffs yesterday. How about Jeremiah Smith and the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Better be aware that Jeremiah Smith is on the left of the formation. Howard's looking that way. Launching downfield. Catch made. He cannot be stopped. He beat Dante Manning that time.
All game long, Chris Fowler with the call on ESPN. Jeremiah Smith, a freshman for the Buckeyes. 7 catches, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns. A Rose Bowl shocker yesterday. Ohio State dumps the number one team in the nation, the Oregon Ducks, 41-21 the final, earning a CFP semifinal game versus the Texas Longhorns after Texas survives Arizona State in a double overtime thriller. Coming up at 6:35, the terrorist attack in New Orleans hits the sports world. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, good morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the day off. We'll be back at full strength this coming Monday. Executive Producer Chris and Hagerig back with us. Happy New Year to you. And good to have you here. A lot of ground to cover. And obviously the first story we'll be talking about during this morning, and we'll talk about it throughout the entire show, is what happened in New Orleans, which initially was thought to be just some loon and now looks very much like it was a deliberate terrorist attack. Rented truck with an ISIS flag on it, that's kind of a giveaway. An American citizen This guy's name is Shamsuddin Jabbar, ex-military guy. He served in the military. I forget exactly how long, but he was in. He got radicalized sometime after that, one would presume, and he is not alone. There are other people, and they're still trying to chase him down, and they will. FBI can be pretty good at this kind of stuff. This guy, Shamsuddin Jabbar, 42 years old. He was shot fatally by police after the attack. Again, you cannot underestimate the value of having men and women wearing blue who are trained and brave enough to run toward gunfire, to run toward tragedy, as opposed to doing what most of us would do, which is, you know, hide under your school desk and hope the nuclear bomb doesn't hit you. And that is exactly what happened. New Orleans police ran toward the tragedy, they exchanged gunfire, and they killed the guy. Deservedly so. FBI said in a statement yesterday midday, Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas, carrying an ISIS flag in a truck. Authorities say he was dressed in military gear. FBI said they also found weapons and a potential IED located in his vehicle, and there's some indication there are others involved in planting other IEDs. He was driving a Ford pickup truck. FBI said the truck appeared to be rented. Law enforcement say that they're investigating the possibility that the attack involved multiple suspects. Those suspects, some of them in Austin, Texas, and the FBI already on scene there. While 15 killed, a number injured on Bourbon Street, dozens of others evacuated from that area. Fire broke out that law enforcement officials say was connected to the attack on an Airbnb. Local officials say the suspect rammed his car into revelers on Bourbon Street around 3:15 in the morning Wednesday, as the city brimmed with tourists there for the Sugar Bowl. They said the suspect shot at first responders as well. FBI officials say they found an improvised IED. FBI said they are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack, and it is a tragedy. And I'm not sure preventable. There, he's, in essence, not a lone wolf, but a very, very small cell, but clearly associated with an organization, a terrorist organization outside this country. Anybody who's driving around with an ISIS flag on their truck, you can, you know, fairly well assume they're radicalized. And this guy had a truck with an ISIS flag on it, and he drove into a crowd, killing 15 individuals, injuring a number of others. New Orleans is obviously reeling from this, and it's fascinating to hear how quickly the response is coming from those individuals who are most able to actually have an impact in their response. And we'll talk about that during the course of this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Also, some sniping going on between Jasmine, whatever her name is, Crockett, I think, and Tom Homan, the incoming border czar, as to Tom Homan's qualifications for the job. And she apparently has now viewed herself as an expert, as well as a deconstruction of what the hell is wrong with the Democrats. All that and a whole lot more dead ahead right here at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have no traffic today because nobody's going anywhere except right here listening to the radio. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 614. I'm Bruce Elliott, and I thank you so very much for allowing us in this and every single day. Okay, let's start this up. Ann Kirkpatrick is the police chief in New Orleans. And she ramrod stiff her back. I mean, pretty impressive woman. She described what happened.
This particular terrorist drove around onto the sidewalk.
Drove around onto the sidewalk to avoid the car, the police car that was sitting in the road crosswise, to prevent cars from accidentally driving onto Bourbon Street and hurting somebody. It was a deliberate act. And she says, you know, that New Orleans and the police department there, they're built to confront evil. And the actions of those New Orleans police officers who did so should be lauded. These are individuals who, again, run toward gunfire, run toward danger. Whether it's in New Orleans or locally, we should be saluting these individuals on a daily basis and thanking them for being willing to put their lives on the line for us. Because don't forget, this guy, Jabbar, had a weapon and he was shooting at people after he killed 15 with his truck. And the New Orleans police responded and responded with force.
New Orleans police and all law enforcement is built. We are built for dealing with evil, with things that would cause us others to be in fear. But instead, our officers, and last night NOPD in particular, stood strong. They did kill the terrorist.
Thank God. She went on to say that New Orleans has been tried before. Now, don't forget the massive floods down there a handful of years ago, and that they have been tried by the fire of disaster before, and they fight back.
This city has been tried by fire before, but fire purifies. Fire makes things stronger. We have a plan. We know what to do. We are going to get these people. There is a path forward.
Yeah, there is a path forward, and they're now actively searching out any other individuals who might have been associated with Mr. Jabbar to bring them to justice as well. Jeff Lindsay is the governor of the state of New Orleans. He weighed in almost right away.
Bourbon Street is an active crime scene, and the FBI is in charge of it. When they clear it, and it does not become an active crime scene anymore, we're going to open it up.
The president of the United States, Joe Biden, had some very brief comments he made. And they were brief. I think they lasted around 3.5 minutes, thereabouts. And if here's a quandary. If indeed Joe Biden had had a history during his tenure as president of being transparent with us, I would take what he has to say a lot more seriously. And that's sad. One should be able to say that the words of the President of the United States have meaning, but because they have been such a dissembling group of twits for the last 4 years, I'm not quite sure how seriously you take statements like this.
I've directed my Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively. Until we have a full and complete information. And once we have that information, I will share that information as soon as we can confirm it.
Now, as soon as we can confirm it, they'll be transparent. And again, it is sad to say, but I don't believe them. I don't think there's an intent to be open and honest. If this falls under the purview of Alejandro Mayorkas, you can count on dissembling coming. It's just inevitable. Joe said that the White House is there while New Orleans heals. Of course, Joe Biden's not going to be there more than like 2.5 weeks from now.
I directed my team to make sure every resource is made available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete the investigation in New Orleans quickly and to make sure there is no remaining threat to the American people. And we'll support the people of New Orleans as they begin the hard work of healing.
And then that was it. And he went to the airplane to, you know, I think he was leaving the USVI at the time. He was on another vacation. And he reiterated that he had said all he is going to say about this. As reporters said, can you give us some more details as to exactly how the federal government is going to be taking action here? Here again is the president.
I'm not going to comment on any specific data. I've contacted every agency in the federal government as well as the state. Again, I'm not going to comment until I speak to the group later. I've spoken to every member of the agency from the CIA to our national security team, to our FBI, NSC, and we're gathering all the and I spent a lot of time with the government with the mayor.
He turned on his heel, went up the short flight of stairs, back on the airplane, and out of there. That's the current president of the United States of America. Of course, Donald Trump issued a statement almost immediately as well, decrying what had happened in New Orleans and committing his administration to pursuing the truth. And one does have the feeling that chances are that once Trump is in office, we will be getting the whole truth. We will be seeing transparency from the White House. Can't happen soon enough. Senator John Kennedy is also from Louisiana. What he had to say shed some light on perhaps why I'm cynical about whether or not we'll get the full story from the Biden administration. You'll hear from him coming up in a minute. First, though, 620 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field. And this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com. to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You have observations or comments on this, please. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Your emails come to themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Of course, you can text us here in studio as well. Long distance, toll free, it's 1-800-WCBM-680. That's 1-800-922-6680. We're looking at a good day today. We'll tell you what the temperatures are going to be like. I hope you guys had a good New Year's Eve and a peaceful one here, which is something that now, by comparison, it sounds like most of us had, comparing to what went on in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. Senator John Kennedy is from Louisiana. His comments on what had occurred in his states, because he is a senator from Louisiana, are kind of revealing. We'll get to those in around 30 seconds. First, though, sunny today. A high should be about 42 degrees. Tomorrow in the morning, dry, but a chance for some light snow. Yes, it's coming our way. The white death. Rain mix possible in the afternoon, a high around 41 degrees. Saturday, dry and cold, a high of 34. Right now, Baltimore has 36 degrees. Bel Air has 33. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Ed is in Queenstown, and he is first up this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Hi. You know, you had an Army major, a psychiatrist, shot up Fort Hood.
Yep.
So the fact that this guy was a veteran, so what?
Well, it's worthy of note because, it is part of, identifying who this individual is. He's a U.S. citizen. One could say, so what? The fact is that
I'm just saying,
Ed, hold on a second. When you say, so what, it is a so what because it fills out the picture of who this individual was.
Well, you want to put in there that he's black?
Well, I'm not sure he's black or if he was actually from, his heritage somewhere from the Middle East. The picture is a little unclear.
Not the picture I got.
All right. Well, you must have got a better picture than I or a different picture than I, and thanks so much for that, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free, long distance, 1-800-WCBM-680. Ira emails in to themorningdrive@WCBM.com. An American who served in the military, radicalized by Islam, successfully bombing a city with Grandma Ethel for a police chief, while the feds ignored numerous warnings about him being a threat because they have other grandmothers to arrest for praying is the last 30 years of Democrat policies summarized in one story. All we're missing is Grandma Ethel, police chief, being a non-binary marriage with an illegal alien, and 2025 is already tragically complete on day one. I think that's an unfair characterization of the police chief. And to be really straightforward, I know nothing about her, but to casually indicate she's just a grandma not capable of doing the job without knowing her job history or what she's done, I think is unfair. But all right, thank you very much for passing it along. 410-WCBM-680. All right, let's start with Senator John Kennedy for good. Senator Kennedy is obviously from New Orleans. And he points something out. In order to believe that there is evil, you have to believe that there is good. There is absolute good, there is absolute evil. If you don't think there's absolute good or absolute evil, then the context for viewing this story that you have is very different from the context many of us have. I think almost by definition, there is absolute good. A man of faith, and I believe that absolute good is characterized by my relationship to my God. Absolute evil happened in New Orleans.
I wish I understood better why bad things happen to good people. If I make it to heaven, I'm going to ask. For those people who don't believe in objective evil, all you have to do is look at what happened in our city early this morning. If this doesn't trigger the gag reflex of every American, every fair-minded American, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah, be very, very surprised. And I think that is an almost universal reaction to what occurred in New Orleans. Kennedy, for those who weren't aware of where he was from or why he would be showing up at this, you know, he is a native Louisianan, and he is there because he views the people of New Orleans as his peeps.
I'm here because these are my people. I'm here because these are my people's friends. I'm here because there are a lot of Louisianians that are scared tonight. I don't want them to be. There's a lot of information going around. Some of it is actually true. Some of it isn't.
And that's a problem. When some of the information is true, some of it isn't. For example, the characterization of the New Orleans police chief, I think, is unfair. But that's information. Is it right? I don't know. I know nothing about her personal history. I know nothing about the crime rate in New Orleans or what she's done about it. But to simply characterize it in that casual fashion as somehow this is an indication of the dangers of a woke agenda, I don't know if that's her agenda at all. Truly. Nor do I fully understand what her sexuality would have to do with whether or not she's a good police officer. Like, I'm trying to be fair here. You know, it'd be too easy. I mean this bluntly. It would be too easy to sit behind the microphone and simply decry this as an example of woke culture, blah, blah, blah. The guy was evil. To me, that's pretty straightforward. I believe in good. I believe in evil. I think what he did was evil. I think those who cooperated with him in the lead up to this event are equally evil, and I hope they are found and brought to justice. And that's as far as I'm willing to take any characterization of what happened and, you know, who is responding in what fashion. Because the words I heard from the New Orleans police chief were strong, were straightforward, and again, without knowing her record, my tendency is believe the police. And only once they're proven mistaken, then do something about it. That's me. If it's not you, 410-WCBM-680. Hey, if you're looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right, well, right now is the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and a whole lot more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's Savings. Rescue is celebrating your save 35% on single bottles of Rescue Supplements with the code HEALTHIS. Now, try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega A3 for heart health, a Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Oracine for more energy. Whether you whether your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Start your journey for better health. Start it today with the code Health 35. Again, save 35% on all single payments, on all single supplements with the code Health 35. Don't wait. Make this your year for the best yet with Rescue.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A heinous act is how President Biden describes a deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans. The terrorist killed 15 people by driving a rented pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street. We're told the suspect, identified as Samsu Jinjabar, was inspired by ISIS. An exploding cyber truck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas killed a person inside the rented vehicle early yesterday. Three people dead, 20 others injured, in a New Year's fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. Fireworks have long been a part of New Year's celebrations in Hawaii, authorities saying it's time for people to give up that explosive tradition. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a higher open. The Dow futures are up 219 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 176. More details, srnnews.com.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you. These entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What a season for Lamar. Not only having the best season of his career, but statistically, he may finish with the best season of anyone's quarterback career. Jackson currently sits number two behind only Aaron Rodgers in single-season quarterback rating. Jackson at 121.6. Rodgers finished the 2011 season at 122.5. Lamar was asked, does it matter to him at all?
If I'm on my childhood, in my childhood mindset, breaking the record, yeah. But I'm trying to win the games, so it really don't matter. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, It probably will happen sometime down the line.
If Jackson finishes with a quarterback rating of 134.4 or more in Saturday's game against the Browns, Jackson will set the new NFL record. Lamar has topped that quarterback rating in 7 games this season, including 2 of the last 3. On the injury front, Ravens are getting healthier as the week progresses, and they're healthy in general. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley and defensive tackle Nnamdi Matabike were back at practice yesterday for the Ravens. Only running back Justice Hill, left guard Patrick McCary remained out, both with flu-like symptoms. 7 Browns missed practice yesterday for the second straight day, including starters Myles Garrett, Jordan Hicks, David Njoku, and Denzel Ward. Quarterback Jameis Winston, according to Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, is expected to be their emergency quarterback on Saturday. It'll be Dorian Thompson to start for the Browns. What a day in the college football quarterfinals yesterday. First, it was Texas, Arizona State in the Peach Bowl.
3rd and 8. Levitt. That ball's intercepted. It is intercepted. Makuba seals it. Hook 'em horns. They're headed home to Texas to play in the Cotton Bowl.
Joe Tessitore with the call on ESPN. Andrew Makuba picking off ASU quarterback Sam Levitt in double overtime yesterday, preserving a 39-31 win over the Longhorns, or I should say over Arizona State, in one of the greatest games in college football bowl/playoff history. The Sun Devils trailed by 16 with 7 minutes to play to force overtime. And then the granddaddy of them all was a rout.
Receivers.
They get to Junkins again. And there is Smith roaming free. Makes a tackle. Ohio State strikes quickly from 45 yards.
Chris Fowler with the call on ESPN. The freshman wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith. 7 catches, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns, 14 touchdowns on the year. It's an all-time NCAA freshman record as Ohio State plows over number 1 Oregon, 41-21, for a date with the Longhorns in the CFP semifinal next week. The time now is 6:36. When we return, terror in New Orleans hits the sports world.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
First of all, Bruce, welcome back and happy New Year to you. It was great seeing you yesterday. This is not the kind of news that we had hoped for, certainly,
no.
And not the kind of news that we would want to bring in the new year with. Of course, talking about the terror attack in New Orleans, the ISIS-inspired attack. It also has an implication in the sports world, as I'm sure you know. The college football playoff quarterfinal, which was scheduled last night at the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame, has been postponed until 4 p.m. at least today, after the truck plowed into the New Year's Eve crowd in the French Quarter. And not only that, Bruce, but apparently one of the dead in the attack, 15 right now as we speak, is a former Princeton University football player by the name of Tiger Beck. Mm-hmm. He was a return specialist for Princeton from 2017 to 2019. 3 years he played for the Princeton football team. So obviously hearts and thoughts go out to all of those involved. But the sports implication for the terror attack is there as well.
Continuing talk, there had been, as of yesterday, that it would be postponed more than just one day, or is the game set to go this evening?
Well, I think they should postpone it even longer, to be honest with you. Now, it's set for 4 p.m., and that's what I said. I said, as of now, it's set for 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. today. Look, you know, there's a lot that still needs to be discovered in this situation. The city is still reeling from this. Security obviously has to be 1,000% airtight at this game tonight. And not only that, but the Super Bowl's going to be there in 5 weeks. So there's a lot going on right now. I think it would be prudent to keep this game, to further delay this game. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Gary. More Gary Stein sports coming up at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. By the way, because the Super Bowl is coming in 5 weeks, there is some speculation, folks, that this was simply a rehearsal. This was a dry run for something larger planned around Super Bowl, which, of course, is as well in New Orleans. And we'll keep our eye on that story. Of course, what this has done is it's probably quadrupled, if not more, the security around the Super Bowl when it gets there in a month and a week. Good morning. It's the Morning Drive. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott. And Paul is in Kingsville. He starts us off this half hour. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Yes, I just want to comment on a remark one of your callers made about, you know, a woman, about a woman chief or superintendent is from New Orleans calls her. I think, same as you, you have to know the history behind the person. I don't agree with DEI, okay? But, of course, if you use DEI to put someone in resistance, that qualified, yes, that's why I don't agree with it. But we don't know the history behind this lady. I saw she handled herself spectacular when she was talking. And it's a shame some people still will look at that as, okay, she's a woman, she can't handle it, she's probably there because of DEI and so forth. You know, that's the problem we have these days, Bruce, because of labels.
Now, you're listed here on the screen as a former officer, is that correct?
Exactly.
So you've been there.
Exactly.
All right.
I think this lady, we have to know the history first. And New Orleans is known to have a very strong police department. So I'm sure that she deserves that position. At least that's my opinion.
Yep.
She talks like a leader. She don't talk like she's has a chip on her shoulder, which, you know what I'm talking about. She talks like she's a genuine leader.
Yeah, she talks as if, and again, I don't know anything about her, but she talks as if she's come up through the ranks.
Yes.
And is deadly serious about this, as frankly, every single elected official down there is as well. And we have comments coming up later on this half hour from the district attorney down there, more from the governor, more from Senator John Kennedy. And these people, I think, have very little patience for this kind of activity in New Orleans or in Louisiana as a whole. Paul, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And thank you for your perspective.
No problem.
Thank you.
Great day. Thank you.
410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to weigh in as well. More from Senator John Kennedy on this. He spoke yesterday, and he spoke very passionately because they are his peeps.
The federal government is now in charge of this investigation. By that, I mean the White House, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice. I have not talked to the FBI. Maybe they've talked to my staff. I don't know. I did talk to the Secretary of Homeland Security a little while ago, and I told him that with all the respect I could muster, that we expect to put the full force and resources of the federal government behind this.
And, of course, who he's talking about is Alejandro Mayorkas. And this is where my native cynicism begins to take over, because Mayorkas has been all talk and no action for 3.5-4 years. So I'm not quite sure that they're going to actually go in this particular direction. Kennedy says the imperative, we have one dead terrorist. The imperative is to find the rest of the cell.
Here's what I want to ask from the federal government. Catch these people. Catch these people and then tell the American people the truth. Now, I don't want you to tell us yet anything's going to interfere with your investigation. And there are things that I've been told that I think are true that I'm not sharing with you today because it could interfere with their investigation. But after we get to the bottom of this, they need to tell the American people the truth and the people in New Orleans the truth and the people of America the truth.
I don't know John Kennedy personally. He does strike me as a truth teller in his wonderful, folksy, anecdotal fashion. But Kennedy basically threw down the gauntlet yesterday and said, you know, here's the choice, federal government. You tell the truth or I'm going to unleash on you.
I will promise you this. I will, when it is appropriate and this investigation is complete, you will find out what happened and who was responsible, or I will raise fresh hell. and I will chase those in the federal government who are responsible for telling us what happened, like they stole Christmas.
That's Senator John Kennedy. One more piece of sound on this issue. And then, of course, your calls, 410-WCBM-680. And it is from the district attorney, whose name is Liz Muriel. I think I pronounced that correctly. It's M-U-R-R-I-E-L. And I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. She reminds all of us, it's just wonderful to hear this, actually. We live in a state where there's no final penalty. In other words, no death penalty here in this state. Not so in Louisiana.
There are certainly federal terrorism charges and other charges that can be brought. We are willing to bring state charges as well, and we have state terrorism charges. We have the death penalty in Louisiana, and I'm certainly willing to ensure that we carry it out.
Perfect. If these people happen to be, these terrorists are in Louisiana, that's what faces them. The speculation is the rest of the cell may be in Austin, Texas, which is where this guy Jabbar was from. Okay, if they're in Austin, Texas, what are their prospects there? I believe Texas has death penalty too. And they have not been hesitant to use it in these kinds of cases. So my fingers crossed that they catch the rest of the cell and mete out the appropriate punishment. Dry today, sunny and a high around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, dry in the morning, a chance for a light snow or rain mix, possible in the afternoon, a high 41. For Saturday, dry and cold and a high 34. Right now, Ellicott City has 33 degrees, Aberdeen 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time for a little bit of food news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A public service from the food and beverage industry in the name of one Butterball Johnson, although Chuck has a day off. We do honor him with this, of course. What is a food coma? It turns out that food comas actually are a real thing. They're a real thing. In the words of Nikolay Kushkushkin, who is a clinical associate professor of the science at New York University, quote, a food coma is a behavioral response to eating food when the animal, whether it is a human or other animal, slows down and relaxes after taking in a meal. Another way to put it is rest and digest. So those of you who have been going through a massive food coma since the 25th of December, whether that's because of Christmas or Hanukkah, and then through New Year's, well, believe me, it's a real thing, and you have our complete understanding on this. Grocery bills still are soaring. Grocery bills and restaurant meals have surged since the pandemic, and it is going to continue to go up. USDA predicts food prices could raise by an average of 2.5% during this year. So whether you're buying food to eat at home or buying food in a restaurant, please expect you will be paying more for that food one way or the other. And of course, I think we may have mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again. Gold Fish is now ringing in 2025 with new savory and sweet flavors, full suite of additional flavors. You have Goldfish crisps in barbecue, dill pickle, strawberry shortcake. I'm sorry. What? Goldfish strawberry. And then you also have a vanilla cupcake and Goldfish cinnamon rolls. I don't know. You kind of lost me after barbecue. But for those of you who have always wanted to have your Goldfish flavored like strawberry shortcake, 2025 is your year. And that is food news for you this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's a 6:48. I'm Bruce Elliott with you from now until around 9 o'clock this morning. And I thank you very much for being with us for that amount of time. A lot of ground to cover. If you have comments on this story, we'll come back to it later on the show. But I wanted to give you the rundown as to where we understand the story out of New Orleans is right now. Things may change by 8 o'clock. We'll come back and visit again during the 8 o'clock hour and fill in the new audience or you again, if you're still here, as to what we know and what we can assume will happen between now and when this story is finally put to bed. But it is certainly not the way anybody thought we'd be starting our New Year's yesterday. Of course, many of us found out about it. I was not aware of it on New Year's Eve. And then, to be really straightforward, we had an open house yesterday for friends. And so I didn't know until a guy didn't do anything but clean and get food ready in the morning. So I didn't know anything until around mid-afternoon when somebody said, you heard what happened in New Orleans. One of the guests, one of the friends who came over. And no, what happened? And that's when I retreated from the party for long enough to find out what had occurred. And it is tragic news indeed. Tragic for the families of the 15 individuals killed, and sad for New Orleans. And this is a terrorist act. This is not the act of a crazy person. This is an act of a terrorist. And there is a difference there. If it were simply a lone wolf crazy person, we'd be treating the story differently. But this is terror. This is an attempt by our enemies to wreak terror on the society and see if they can affect our behavior because of that. That's the intent of terrorism. The whole intent of terrorism is to change the response to social situations by the group who are being terrorized. If you terrorize people by driving a truck into a crowd for the next couple of weeks, at least it's going to make people more hesitant to be out in a crowd. It will have that effect, almost inevitably. If these people are not brought to justice and brought to justice quickly, and again, the effect is going to be that we will have people who are more hesitant to go to things like the Sugar Bowl, to do things like a big celebration in New Orleans, whether it's now or whether it's Mardi Gras. It would affect what happens at the Preakness. It'll affect what happens at any event here in town. Any event in Washington, D.C., July 4th. Can you imagine the impact if this had happened in the lead up to July 4th in Washington, D.C.? So the effect of terrorism is to change people's behavior. So I'm torn, because on a very practical level, I think we should be aware of what happened and be aware that there is potential risk out there, head on a swivel. But at the same time, I'm stubborn enough to say that it's not going to change my behavior. I'll just be aware of my surroundings. What about you? 410-WCBM-680, toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
652, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the couple of folks who have emailed in about this. Yeah, my voice is a little tender for some reason this morning. And there's no pain or anything like that. It just sounds a little off to me in my head. So if it sounds a little off to you as well, that's because I'm most always sounding a little bit off. But no, I mean, very seriously, if it sounds a little off, that's why. Some kind of clogging is going on. Maybe it's just my ears. Maybe I sound perfectly normal, which I hope is the case. Otherwise, please tolerate the unusual voice that's coming at you from the radio this morning. All right, it's 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sunny today and a high around 42 degrees. No Chuck Whitaker this morning, by the way. He'll be back with us tomorrow. I think he's still recovering from New Year's Eve. I think that's probably what happened. It was a combination of Bailey's and a food coma. And that can take you a day or two to recover. Sunny today, a high around 42 degrees. Tomorrow morning, dry, a chance of light snow or rain. Possible in the afternoon, a high 41 degrees. Saturday, dry and cold. And a high, only 34 degrees on Saturday. Welcome to winter. Right now, Glen Burnie, 35 degrees. Hunt Valley has a 35 as well. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, different topic for a couple of minutes. Joe Biden. I'm gonna hearken back to Joe Biden's comments on Jimmy Carter, because this is something we did not have the opportunity to cover satisfactorily. earlier in this week. Jimmy Carter, of course, passed away at age 100 this past weekend. And he'll be lying in state in Washington, D.C. for a certain period of time. And then will be buried, actually, in Plains, Georgia, which is where he's from. But as part of his tribute to Jimmy Carter, something very odd happened. I don't know if you noticed this or not. You know, Krista, we've heard the story about Joe Biden talking about his father and his father. Your job is more than just a blah, blah, blah. I mean, we've heard this a million times. It was one of his standard speeches when he was on the stump and standard throughout the entire presidency. My dad used to say, Joey, a job is more than... I mean, you were heard then, right? Here's Joe Biden referring to Jimmy Carter.
He thought that... You say, Joey, your job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about dignity, your dignity. About being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, everything's going to be okay. He believed, as I do, as many as you do, that that's absolutely possible. So then our grasp to do that. It's not that hard.
Wait a minute. That's the story he told about his dad for the last, I don't know, 8 years. But all of a sudden, he's telling it about Jimmy Carter. Is this an indication that Joe Biden actually... has no active participation in today's reality? I think it is. And then, of course, he got the snarky comments off. More on Jimmy Carter from the president.
Jimmy Carter stands as a model of what it means to live a life of meaning and purpose. Life of principle, faith, and humility. He, his life dedicated to others.
Well, and that's fair enough. That was who Jimmy Carter was. But then he had to follow it with this comment. Again, this is a tribute to a fallen leader. Jimmy Carter, at the time, was the oldest living president at age 100. The guy had been around for a while. He'd been in hospice for quite some time. He passed away. It does occur. But Joe Biden took the opportunity to decide to take a swipe at Donald Trump at the same time. This is kind of disgusting, but it's true.
Decency. Everybody deserves a shot. Everybody. Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by someone who needs something and just keep walking? Can you imagine Jimmy Carter referring to someone by the way they look or the way they talk? I can't.
Okay. Well, actually, you can. This is the man who said you can't go into a 7-Eleven and anywhere in Delaware unless you have a slight Indian accent. This is a man who characterized Barack Obama as basically, you know, a presentable black man, neat and well-kept, unlike apparently all the other black men who'd run for office, including Jesse Jackson et al. So, yeah, you can. But instead of simply leaving it at a tribute to Jimmy Carter, which is exactly what Donald Trump did, by the way. No politics. You know, he said that we disagreed on policy, but he was dedicated to this country. It was a straight tribute. That's where it should have ended. Joe could not resist his personal nature. His personal nature, which is to be snarky and to take a cheap shot whenever he had the opportunity to take a cheap shot. Because that's who the guy really is. I mean, make no mistake, if you're trying to figure out who Joe Biden actually has been for all these years, that one comment pretty much wraps it up. He had to see if he could take a shot. So when asked, is there anything you think that Jimmy Carter could have passed along that would have been worthwhile to the incoming president? He says, yes, decency. Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by somebody who's in need? No, but I can imagine a world in which a father would pardon his son for anything his son had done for the previous 10-year period. I could actually imagine that. So is that above board? Is that honest? Is that a worthy endeavor for him? I view that as a no. But, of course, you know, that's a jaundiced view of what goes on in our world, I guess. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. And, as always, Thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. And let me tell you about some guys that I've had in my home a number of times because they do great work. And those are the guys at Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Now, they are now an HVAC company. In addition to being a great electrical company, they've been named Carroll County's best electrician on an HVAC repair company a number of times. They're really very, very good at what they do. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During fall weather and during the winter weather coming up, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electrical, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He went online pledging allegiance to ISIS and expressing a desire to kill. That's what President Biden says about the terrorist who did kill 15 people in New Orleans, driving a rented pickup into a crowd on Bourbon Street early yesterday morning. The FBI says 42-year-old Shamsu Jinjabar may not have been a lone wolf.
They're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
Investigators found guns and what appeared to be an improvised explosive device in the vehicle, along with other devices elsewhere in the French Quarter. The attacker, an Army vet from Texas, killed in a shootout with police. Investigators trying to determine whether an explosion outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas was connected to the attack in New Orleans. A rented cyber truck packed with powerful fireworks blew up, killing the person inside, injuring seven people nearby. Fireworks have long been part of New Year's celebrations in Hawaii, but a tragedy in Honolulu has officials urging people to give up that explosive tradition.
Authorities in Hawaii say four people died in fireworks explosions this new year. The deadliest happened around midnight at a home in a Honolulu neighborhood when a bundle of mortar-style fireworks was lit and then tipped over, firing into crates of other fireworks that also went off.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. After a New Year's Eve blackout left most of Puerto Rico in the dark, the lights are now back on. The island's power grid has been on shaky ground since Hurricane Maria in 2017, and there are warnings of possible scattered outages persisting in the next few days. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a higher open later on, first trading day of the new year. The Dow futures are up 211 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 175, and the S&P futures up 37 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Zen.
Four children killed in Ecuador after being taken into custody by some soldiers being laid to rest together amid protests and demands for justice.
Relatives, friends, and neighbors carried the caskets to the cemetery after a joint funeral was held in the poor neighborhood where they lived, Las Malvinas. The procession through the streets of Guayaquil took over an hour. The parents have vowed not to rest until they get justice. The four boys, aged between 11 and 15, disappeared after leaving home to play football. football. Their badly burned bodies were found near an Air Force base. A judge has ruled that Ecuador's Ministry of Defense must hold a public ceremony to apologize for their murder.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Impeached South Korean President Yoon in a message to supporters rallying outside his home in Seoul vows to fight to the end against anti-state forces, while his legal team warns police officers trying to detain him could face arrest. Townhall.com. It is a sobering statistic.
Abortion was the leading cause of death globally in 2024, with a record 45 million unborn babies killed in the womb. According to Worldometer, as of noon, December 31st, 2024, there were 45.1 million abortions performed in the course of the year, while 8.2 million people died from cancer, 5 million from smoking, 1.7 million from HIV or AIDS, 1.3 million from traffic fatalities, and 1.1 million from suicide. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
10 people injured, a shooting outside a nightclub in Queens, New York. Police say about 15 people were standing outside the club at 11:15 p.m. when four men approached the group of 16 to 20-year-olds. They were waiting to get into a private event at the club. Police say that three to four men opened fire on the group. No arrests yet. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come discover why Bon Appetito of Essex is fast becoming one of the Baltimore area's most favorite restaurants. Bon Appetito's elegant dining rooms and superb food features signature dishes like frutto di mare seafood entree with lobster tail, shrimp, clams, and mussels, trio francais, chicken, veal, and shrimp pan-fried and served over linguine, and blackened scallops as well, along with creative fresh-made salads. Your host, Mauro, at Bon Appetito offers exquisite dining at very friendly prices. Just Google Bon Appetito of Essex. Bon Appetito of Essex.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plasky Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Knock on wood, the Ravens enter week 18 of the regular season as one of, if not the most, healthy team in the National Football League. Only two players were DNPs yesterday, and it was just flu-like symptoms that held out Justice Hill and Patrick McCary. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked, is it dumb luck, or is it more than that?
Probably maybe a better conversation for the end of the season, you know. Up to this point, we're really happy with where we're at with that. I do think a lot of work has gone into it. Got to give the players a lot of credit, too, you know, for the work they put in.
Also on the injury front, tight end Charlie Kohler has been cleared to return from IR. The team has 3 weeks to put him back on the roster before they make a determination on him for the playoffs. College football playoffs yesterday, and the only name you need to know is that of Jeremiah Smith.
Better be aware that Jeremiah Smith is on the left of the formation. Howard looking that way, launching downfield. Catch made! He cannot be stopped. He beat Dante Manning that time.
It, Jeremiah Smith, 7 catches, 187 yards, and 2 touchdowns yesterday. Ohio State shocks Oregon 41-21 in the Rose Bowl, and they earn a semifinal berth against Texas. The Longhorns defeated Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime, despite 284 total yards from ASU's Cam Scataboo. I can't wait till this guy plays in the NFL next year. Texas wins that game 39-31 in double overtime. The Sugar Bowl in New Orleans last night was postponed because of the ISIS-inspired terror attack. The game between Georgia and Notre Dame has now been rescheduled for today at 4 Eastern. And finally, in the NBA last night, the Wiz took down the Bulls in D.C. 125-107. Jordan Poole with 30 points, the fifth straight game that he has hit for 25 or more. Coming up at 7:35, Maryland basketball treks to the Great Northwest. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. We started up at 6 o'clock in the morning, run straight through till 9 o'clock, and then Kim Plasek again, of course. Kim Plasek live from 9 till noon right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Great email in from James, Jim on the Outer Banks. Now, if for those of you folks who did not hear the last half hour, one of the sound bites we had was Joe Biden talking about how wonderful Jimmy Carter was, which, you know, he's a good human being. I didn't think he was a good president, but he's clearly a good human being. And you, can you imagine Jimmy Carter ever walking by somebody in need? Well, Jim says, well, maybe not President Carter, but Biden had no problem walking past East Palestine, Ohio, or Western North Carolina. True. Biden had no difficulty whatsoever. Has he actually been to Western North Carolina at all? Did he make a drop in? I don't think he did. Oh, what the heck? You have a hurricane come through, destroys large parts of the Gulf Coast in Florida, moves on up, and does a hell of a job on Asheville, North Carolina. And I don't think he got there. I don't think he ever got to East Palestine. Oh, maybe he did very, very late in the day when everything was all making sure it's good for him. But after all, those are red areas. So it's okay, I guess, to disrespect them. Tim is in Crownsville. Good morning, Tim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for taking my call again.
Sure.
I think the Biden administration holds a lot of responsibility for what just happened in New Orleans yesterday because of the fact if they hadn't wasted so many resources in the last 4 years going after J6 patriots and Christians, maybe they could have actually found some real crime in this country.
Yeah, I I'm going to be very interested to find out if the FBI was tracking this guy or if other organizations were tracking this guy. Because if they weren't, because they actually diverted resources elsewhere, that's going to be an important thing to note. And as you note, if that is the case, then I think it's a fair argument that Joe Biden has once again and his minions have once again dropped the ball because it's a zero sum game. You know, you have X number of agents in any organization, X number of FBI folks, X number of folks in Homeland Security. They can only be doing one thing at a time. You can't both be making sure that those horrible Roman Catholics who like Latin masses, which clearly make them a threat to the nation, we're keeping an eye on them. You can't also keep an eye on this guy Jabbar out in Houston, Texas, the guy who drove a rented truck into a crowd, a truck that was flying an ISIS flag, killing 15 people, injuring a number of others in New Orleans. A fair observation. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A good day ahead of us today. By the way, there is no Chuck Whittock today because traffic is very minimal. Most of us are still on holiday. But he'll be back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early. Dry today, a high around 42 degrees. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be dry. A chance of some light snow or rain mix possible in the afternoon. High 41 for Saturday, dry and cold. 34 for the high on Saturday. Okay, can I go somewhere warm now? Essex, 34 degrees right now, and Hunt Valley has 35. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Remember, remember the candidate for the presidency the Democrats had this past time around? What's her name again? Kamala? Whatever. Simone Sanders over at, I think she's MSNBC, isn't she? She's one of the left-wing commentators they have. Said, oh, don't worry. This woman, Kamala Harris, she is a woman of substance. And she's going to be back.
I don't think the world has seen the last of Vice President Kamala Harris. I don't know how she will show up again, but she is a young politician who garnered over 75 million votes in this election, and she will be back.
75 million votes. How much did it cost to get those 75 million votes? Was she at like $3 billion? Is that the right number? I think it was $3 billion. I can't do the math in my head because I'm not very good at that stuff. But it seems to me that's paying an awful lot per vote. If you only get 75 million voters who like you and you spend more than $3 billion and they still overran the budget. Well, it's not a very efficient ad buy, let's put it that way. I mean, if you have 3 billion and 75 million voters, somebody can do the math. You guys, if a calculator handy, can do the math as to how much it costs per vote. But no, Simone Sanders says, really, we just have to wait till Trump makes a mistake. And then Kamala will ride to the rescue.
We have seen what he has done. And while I think it would be wrong for people to make big predictions about his presidency, I think people need to pay attention to what he says and what he actually does and judge him on that, not some fantasy land we think we live in.
Yeah, that's right. Some fantasy land where America is viewed with respect and awe by nations around the world. That's a fantasy land, according to Simone Sanders and the political left, by the way. And that's kind of fascinating if you think about it, that they would presume that that is the fantasy rather than that the United States is weak and feckless and can't possibly get the job done. This is fascinating. Jasmine Crockett, she of the unusual hairstyle, to define her, because you may remember the image, she's not the one with a shaved head. She's the one who takes all of her hair and pulls it down the right side of her head. There's nothing on the left, because she's taken every strand of hair and looped it over to the right side of her head. So now that's the visual image. Now you can probably picture her in your brain. She decided to cast herself as an expert on the border a couple of days ago. So she took a shot at Tom Holman. Here's how it went.
We have someone who doesn't know what he's doing. And, you know, this idea of, oh, you know, you're illegal and then you go out and have a child. It's not quite that simple, especially when you have people that are doing things like seeking asylum and people that are saying, listen, I'm just trying to make sure that I can live a better life. And you have, you know, Trump that goes out there, him and his minions, and they say things like, you know what, we're only going to get rid of the bad ones, right? And so people sit there and they're like, wait a minute, you're going to come to my job where I'm working and I may be paying into taxes or whatever, or my kids are at school. You know, I think that there's going to be a rude awakening.
Yeah, there's going to be a rude awakening because clearly Tom Holman doesn't know what he's doing. Holman heard that and was asked about it.
How many young women had to be raped and murdered and burned alive? How many MS-13 and Trent Aguirre have to be in our major cities committing crimes against U.S. citizens? How many angel moms and dads do we have to have in this country that lost their children at the hands of somebody that wasn't supposed to be there? And they buried their children when I talk about family separation.
Yeah, that is the ultimate family separation, when you have to bury your child because some illegal alien was led across the border by Joe Biden and his minions, his ilk, whatever the case might be. And separates your family in that particular fashion. We've seen that happen here in this state. Then Holman rather directly responding to Jasmine Crockett.
Well, look, I forgot more about this issue than she'll ever know. I mean, for God's sakes, I've been doing it 34 years. But look, there has been a rude awakening. A rude awakening was in November at the election. There was a rude awakening that American people are sick of an open border. American people are sick of illegal and crime in this country.
Yeah, he then said that her characterization of family separation is 100% off base.
As far as family detention, all of a sudden the discussion goes from family detention to family separation. Family detention is the complete opposite whole family separation. So look, this, I don't know who this lady is, but apparently she's not real smart. But as you can see, she wants. Look, I made this clear. I don't care what they say about Tom Holman.
Yeah, he doesn't care what they say about Tom Holman because he knows the job he has been assigned. It's a job he's wanted for quite some time. He has done all the prep work, and after all, he has been doing this in one fashion or another for about 34 years. And he's ready. He's good to go. When? 6 months from now? A year from now? No. Jan 20.
I've done this job for a long time. I think the president got a mandate in November. He called me, helped me fix the border. And look, under the Trump administration, we had the most secure border of my lifetime. We're going to get that secure border again, because secure border saves lives, and no one can argue that. Under the Biden administration, we got a historic number of aliens have died across this border, nearly 4,000. An historic number of Americans, over a quarter million, died from fentanyl comes across that border. Their policies are killing Americans of record numbers, they're killing aliens of record numbers.
Yeah. One of the questions he asked a couple of months back when somebody said, oh, it's going to cost a lot of money to do this. His question was, well, how much is too much to spend for national security? How much is too much to spend so that another 100,000 or 200,000 kids don't die from fentanyl overdoses? How much is too much to spend to make sure that the rapes of minors in this country stop, or that the importation of sex slaves as young as age 12 or even earlier sometimes, that it stops? How much is too much? You know, and that's a hard question to answer for those on the left who say, hey, you're spending too much money doing this. Really? More on that coming up. Right now, Tim Kyle, I want you to stop in and see them for any of a number of reasons. Give them a call. I use them for electrical. I also use them as my HVAC folks because they're very, very good at what they do. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During winter weather, it's going to be very important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric, their heating and cooling guys, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them right now, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. And remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Get ready for WCBM's Stake of the Union presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
It's amazing the stuff you learn while listening to the radio, isn't it? I found out just last week, hearing that promo, that I'm going to be in a feature panel on the 29th. Which, wow. I went home and Vivian, my wife, said, well, I understand you can be working the 29th. I said, I am? Yes, we are in the communications business, I guess, at least marginally. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. No traffic to speak of, so no Chuck Whitaker. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Sunny, a high today of around 42 degrees. Tomorrow morning, dry, a chance of either light snow or a rain mix possible in the afternoon. And a high 41 degrees, cold on Saturday. Dry and cold, and a high 34. Right now, Dundalk has 35 degrees. Aberdeen exactly at freezing at 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we're talking about Jimmy Carter and all the plaudits that are coming his way. Here's a little flash of reality for you. A couple, first of all. I bought my first condo during the Carter administration. 17% interest rate on the loan. 17. And I had pretty good credit rating at the time. 17%. And it was a struggle. And then there's this email in from Joe. Bruce, I'm still angry about this guy. Under Carter, I had to sell my wedding ring to feed my wife. Plus, Carter was a nasty, petty person who could use a hammer. Yeah. Well, he put it for good use with Habitat for Humanity. But yeah, I don't think he was competent as a president. I think he did a horrible job as president. But I'm not going to rob the guy of his humanity. And just as when Spiro Agnew died, my response was, I am not going to take shots at Spiro Agnew. Well, you know, any time around his death, it just seems to me unseemly. I can just try to be charitable and say he's passed along. Now the oldest ex-president or living president is Joe Biden, and that's what you got. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. You've heard Tom Homan. Here's a bit more as to when they're going to get started. Right? When are they going to get started? He says it's not going to be 6 months. It's going to be the afternoon of January 20th, and there's no doubt about that. And we'll get to Carter right now.
President Trump is going to secure this border and save lives, just not of Americans, but of aliens too. A secure border saves lives. That's exactly what we're going to do starting day one.
Day one, January 20th. My bet continues to be that they will pre-position individuals to begin the arrests and deportations on the afternoon of the 20th. They will start on day one. And Holman went on to say that it's basically shame on the elected Dems for protecting these violent illegals in their jurisdictions.
Shame on any elected representative, any congressman, council person, any mayor, any governor who don't want to remove public safety threats from your community. And they're here illegally? That is your number one responsibility, is protect your communities. So if you're not going to do it, President Trump and ICE will.
Period. And that Biden, among other things, and this to me was so petty and so pernicious. You realize this guy waited for 4 years and then decided after the chosen candidate for the Democrats had lost badly in the election in November, all of a sudden now, oh, I guess we can sell all parts of the wall. Well, you know, months to go before Donald Trump takes office, and had they sold off those parts of the wall, we'd have to be buying them again on January 20th. Because we know the wall is not going to be going up. It will be completed under this term of Donald Trump, and no problem at all. Homan says that kind of behavior shows the truth about what kind of guy Joe Biden actually is.
It's disgusting that they're going to take that border wall we pay top dollar for and selling it for pennies on the dollar. Ken Paxton, the AG in Texas, took immediate action. I know I've been working with Lindsey Graham, taking immediate action. So right now I think we got them stopped. But it's insulting they wait 4 years just before we take control to sell a main piece of our plan to secure that border.
Waited 4 years, and then because they lost, quick, let's sell off the wall and make life more difficult for Donald Trump when he comes in. It wouldn't make life more difficult for Donald Trump. It would marginally raise our taxes just a little bit, because if we have to sell off the wall, then we'd have to turn around and buy it again in January. But it was done out of spite. It was done just because he wanted to make a political point. He's not a nice guy, this guy Biden. And actually, by contrast, because I remember, I did not think Carter was a very good president. I thought he was a fine ex-president and that his work with Habitat for Humanity was laudable, something he did until his mid-90s, by the way. Joe and Randleton has a view on that. Morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning, everybody. And I just wanted to hone in on all of this all of this discussion and reports and people making videos and, you know, going public with all of this rhetoric about Jimmy Carter, and even if it is accurate, what I have to say about it is this. I never really had an opinion on Jimmy Carter, but if somebody's going to come out in public and say that Jimmy Carter was mean to the Secret Service and such is not, what that does is I'm thanking these people because now I respect Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter did have some authoritative power, and he utilized it. Sounds like it was proper to me. And well, if you take Jimmy Carter's description that these people are saying about his relationship with the Secret Service, now go to Joe Biden and his relationship with the Secret Service.
Very, very different relationship entirely.
Cover up city. You know, so what I want to say is this. And I'm going to say something funny after I say this real quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to go. Jimmy Carter, in my opinion, because of his character of giving alone, giving to others, that has demonstrated an integrity, class, and character that he should be on something like a Mount Rushmore.
I'll tell you, my only observation on Jimmy Carter is my cousin was on the Secret Service detail, and my cousin Rick never had anything negative to say about Jimmy Carter, anything. So I just have to go by that kind of experience one notch off. Joe, thanks for your call. Got to run. 7:30 right now, WCBM, The Morning Drive.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He went online pledging allegiance to ISIS and expressing a desire to kill. That's what President Biden says about the terrorist who did kill 15 people in New Orleans by driving a rented pickup into a crowd on Bourbon Street early yesterday. The FBI says that Samsu Jindabar may not have been a lone wolf. Investigators found guns and what appeared to be an improvised explosive device in the vehicle, along with other devices elsewhere in the French Quarter. The attacker was killed in a shootout with police. Investigators trying to figure out whether an explosive outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas was connected to the New Orleans attack. A rented Cybertruck was loaded with powerful fireworks, blew up, killing a person inside and injuring seven people nearby. Fireworks have long been a part of New Year's celebrations in Hawaii. A tragedy, though, in Honolulu has officials urging people to give up that explosive tradition. More details at srnnews.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
For the story of Ravens safety, Ardarius Washington needs to be told. Washington has gone from an undrafted free agent at a TCU in 2022 to one of the Ravens' defensive heroes in 2024. He was asked yesterday about his long, arduous journey, including injuries.
Oh, man, not being drafted, it kind of just sent me in a dark place. You know what I mean? So then, like, when I got here, like, all I wanted to do was prove myself and go out there and play football. So, like, I was kind of down for, like, about 2 months or so, I'll say. But then when I got here, I just wanted to play ball and prove myself and go out there and, you know, ultimately become a starter as I am now. But some injuries had came along that way and kind of like stumbled that, but now I'm here.
And it's a story that Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr can definitely relate to, as the same thing dotted his NFL career.
I definitely feel like I can relate to it, man. I mean, you know, obviously I understand what it's like to be, you know, undrafted, where I got to fight for everything you get, get counted out. A lot of people, you know, you really can't make any mistakes because that undrafted label's always going to follow you. So I can definitely relate to what he's doing and where he's come from. So it's really good to see.
Washington has made a game-changing defensive play in each of the last two Ravens wins, giving Baltimore the chance to clinch a division crown this weekend against the Browns. Other Week 18 notes in the NFL, Saquon Barkley will sit out the Eagles' finale on Sunday against the Giants, leaving him 101 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's all-time single-season rushing record. The Chiefs will rest Patrick Mahomes and start Carson Wentz in their finale against the Broncos. College football playoffs yesterday, Ohio State and Texas advance to the CFP semifinals. Buckeyes 41-21 over previously undefeated and number one Oregon, while the Longhorns prevail 39-31 in double overtime over Arizona State. And, of course, the Sugar Bowl last night, the other semifinal, postponed between Notre Dame and Georgia. It'll be rescheduled this afternoon for 4 Eastern time. College basketball, the Terps take their 11-2 mark to the Great Northwest tonight, take on Washington at 9:30 Eastern. Here's head coach Kevin Willard on where the Terps are at this point in the year.
10-1 in non-conference, you know, obviously, you know, I feel good about where we are. You know, obviously we have a really tough road schedule ahead of us.
Terps are 24th in the country in the USA Today poll. After Washington, they go down to Oregon and then come home against UCLA. 6 former FSU basketball players sued Seminoles head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton this past Monday, claiming the coach reneged on promises to get each of them $250,000 in NIL money from his quote-unquote business partners. The lawsuit says the players threatened to boycott a game against Duke last February, but played anyway after Hamilton promised them the money, which he has not delivered. The Noles lost to the Dukies last year 76-67. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a Dunbar poet makes football history.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
And finally, Dunbar Poet star Joshua Blackston will make local high school football history today. The towering 6'4", 270-pound senior right tackle will become the first Baltimore City Public School football player to be named to the Under Armour All-America team. He will be joined by 3 St. Francis players, Blake Woodby, Jairi Edwards, and Zion Eli, as well as Falston's Hunter Solwold, on Team Unstoppable. And they will play team icon today, Thursday Thursday at 4 p.m. at DeLand, Florida. This game will be broadcast on ESPN. So again, Dunbar Poets' Josh Blackston becomes the first Baltimore City player to be named an Under Armour All-American.
How big was Josh again?
6'4".
He's a high school senior, right?
High school senior. 6'4", 270.
Well, you know, when he gets to college, I hope he can beef up a little bit.
So, so wow. What is he, 17, 18?
Yes. Holy smokes.
Goodness.
Now, I've not seen his physique, but that's a lot of weight to try to...
It's a lot of weight, and apparently he's a really good kid.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to him, and obviously he's going to be recruited by somebody. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
Absolutely.
You know, the rich get richer and that kind of thing.
And especially now in college football.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
So we'll see exactly which of the dominant powerhouse college or university teams snatch this guy up.
You know what I thought was interesting, Bruce, just as an aside? Yesterday in that Texas-Arizona State game, Texas ended up winning 39-31. So the quarterback for the Longhorns,
yep,
kid by the name of Quinn Ewers, right, basically is playing his last couple games for Texas now, because next year Arch Manning, the son of Eli Manning, is going to be the starting quarterback for Texas. Okay, so Ewers is going to transfer. He's already been guaranteed $6 million next year in NIL money, but he hasn't released the name of the school that is recruiting him.
This is a college student.
This is a college football
player.
Making
$6 million next
year. Correct, next year, guaranteed.
All right, so basically those programs then are basically the minor leagues for the NFL.
Well, so from now on, Bruce, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call college football the college division of pro football.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it, the college division of pro football.
You know, I have no problem with that if it's being used basically as a marketing tool for the college and university. However, for those students who go to those colleges or universities and who frankly graduate without learning a damn thing, they should not be getting the same degree as the student next to them, maybe the football player or basketball player next to them, who studied his or her butt off for 4 years in order to get through. There should be a different kind of a degree in sports performance. I mean, let's call it that.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
You get a degree in sports performance so that it's not confused with sports management or with English
or physical education,
anything.
Whatever.
It's just sports performance. You are there basically, and the understanding is you're there, you get a piece of paper at the end of your minor leagues saying you got a degree in sports performance, and now you go play pros.
So do you get credit for being on the football team? Like, in other words, 3 credits, 6 credits, 9 credits,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Sure.
Okay.
But I mean, that's all that's going to be. You're there to perform. You're not there to study. You're there not to be a student athlete, because I have tremendous respect for student athletes. They work, and they work hard. I mean, I was up in Delaware when Elena Deladon
was she playing. Was terrific.
And she studied. I mean, I knew people who were in class with her. I mean, my kids knew these people. And, you know, the idea somehow that her degree should be equivalent to somebody who simply went there in order to play basketball, and I don't know if that's the case in Delaware or not, that shouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be the same.
Yeah, you know what? You should be on the radio and talk about it.
It would never work out.
Never?
Nah.
I don't think you have much of a chance.
Thanks.
See you later.
Yeah, and by the way, forget my address, all right?
Okay, will do.
Had over yesterday for the open house. Now this is happening. Wow. 7:41. By the way, your wife is delightful.
Thank
she
you.
She really is. 7:41, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Ron is in Baltimore. He's first up this half hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, thank you. Okay, it seems I just tuned in, and maybe somebody already made a comment like this, but it seems to me these terrorist activities right now should convince the Congress, not just the Republicans, but the whole Congress, that this is no time to mess around with picking a speaker. This is the time to unite behind Donald Trump and give him what he needs to combat this. These terrorist activities are like a slow-motion Pearl Harbor all over again.
I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm interested about is, to my knowledge, nobody has stepped forward to say, I'm the alternative to Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
So if the argument is Mike Johnson or an unnamed individual who may or may not be able to get a majority of the vote, that's a hard sell And when the president has said, I want Mike Johnson, I endorse this guy, why would a GOP, a sitting congressman in the GOP say, oh, no, I'm not going to vote for him? Well, who else do you have in mind? I mean, if there's somebody in mind, fine.
Yeah, especially now, in view of these terrorist activities, we can't mess around like that.
I want the agenda to start on day one. I mean, I want the agenda to start on day one. Ron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. 743, hey, you know what? We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. I've neglected to get one, so let's get one right now. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number if you'd like to be our contestant. There is no Chuck Whitaker today. So, boy, I tell you, we should haul Gary back in here. I think we will if we possibly can, because otherwise it's going to be mano a mano, our contestant against Kristen, and she good, man. So we'll see. 410-WCBM-680 if you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News. Right now it's 743. Today's high, about 42 degrees. Tomorrow morning, dry. A chance of light snow. A rain mix possible in the afternoon. A high 41. Saturday, dry and cold. And a high about 34 degrees. It's a bit chilly outside right now, depending on where you are. Dundalk, 35 degrees. Bel Air has 33. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good, Gary, you're back. Because we're going to play Choose Your Fake News. And we need you, son. We need you here.
And not only that, but I'm 2-0, by the way, in fake news.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm undefeated.
Wow. He's a man who doesn't like feet. All right. Let's see. We do have a contestant. Wally is in Stevensville. Wally, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being with us. Would you like to go first, second, or third, sir?
Third.
Going to go third. All right. Wally's going to go third. And here are your three stories. Your job, Wally, is to choose which of these three stories is indeed fake news. Gallatin County, Montana, has now been named the drunkest county in all of America. This is in Montana, not Wisconsin, folks. A new CDC study shows that 27% of people who live in Gallatin County, Montana, drink to excess, making it the drunkest county in all of America. Nearby Teton County in Wyoming isn't far behind, dubbed the booziest in the entire cowboy state. That's story number one. If you believe the drunkest county in America is in Montana. There's nothing else to do in the winter, really.
I mean, I can believe that.
All right. Number two, your eating habits or your partner's eating habits may reveal whether or not your partner is a narcissist. Psychologists have zeroed in on a series of eating habits that could give you a clue as to whether the person sitting across the dinner table from you just might be a narcissist. They found that eating just vegetables was a telltale sign, that was if you're vegetarian, a telltale sign linked to that personality disorder, particularly if the person provides the justification of, I'll eat nothing with a face, and then that humans are at the top of the food chain, but we must respect all other living beings. And story number three, police commissioner in New York, Jessica Tisch, has ousted dozens of NYPD bosses 1 week after a sex scandal rocked the entire department. The sex scandal was inside the Internal Affairs Division, where they were having affairs. I don't know if they're internal or external. There you go.
Does it matter?
Does it matter, really? So, with story number one, where is the drunkest county in America? Is it Gallatin County, Montana? It could, of course, be pretty much any county in Wisconsin. Just saying. Story number two, the eating habits that reveal your partner may be a narcissist include whether or not that individual is a vegetarian or a vegan. Or story number three, right after the sex scandal in the Internal Affairs Department in New York City, Jessica Tisch, the police commissioner there, has ousted dozens of NYPD bosses. All right, Wally, you want to go third? Let's start this time with Gary.
Well, I'm going to say that the narcissist, we're looking for the fake news, correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say the narcissist story is fake news.
Yeah, the narcissist story is an interesting choice.
Yes. I don't
Kristen,
think
yeah, Kristen.
You can tell.
Well, that one didn't quite make sense to me, but I could see somebody wasting time studying that as well as the first story. So I'm going to say three. I believe there's probably sex scandals in the New York government, but I don't know that people got fired that quickly. So I'll say three.
All right. And Wally.
Since I'm a vegetarian, I'll choose two.
Good one.
All right. Nobody chose story number one. Yeah, Gallatin County, Montana is indeed the drunkest county in America.
I knew that one for sure.
Story number, by the way, after the second one, then there were four or five counties in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Having gone to college there, that's a pretty fair estimation of where, particularly the counties, the media surrounding the University of Wisconsin in Madison, Wisconsin. Story number three, that was chosen by... Kristen, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch. That is a true story.
Wow. Mm.
Story number two is indeed fake news. Because what actually reveals your partner may be a narcissist is if they eat meat.
Just the opposite.
It's if they, the research was done by the National Vegetarian Association. Come on.
Right.
All right, so there you go. Wally, thanks for playing.
Okay.
Better luck next time, bud. All right, 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Stay right there for a second, Gary.
Okay.
James has emailed in. He said, college football education. He said, good morning, all. Shades of Dexter Manley. And that's exactly the point.
Oklahoma State, yeah, exactly.
And went all the way through the NFL before they realized he was illiterate.
How is that even possible?
Well, because he was there to get a degree in sports performance,
yeah.
Not a degree in anything else. That's what you got. I think that there's an argument made that they're revenue generators, the alumni love to give money, and if that money could then be used for less popular sports or for academic purposes, I have no problem with there being those sports. But, just quit pretending that the guy who's getting a degree in nuclear physics is equivalent to the guy who plays defensive tackle and has an IQ of 73.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with NIL, the name, image, likeness that they're
yes.
paying the players for right now, there are really no rules. Like, they kind of foist this upon college football.
Bucks?
Yeah, and there's no real limitations, and it's very gray. It's a murky, and it's always been murky. Look, let's not fool ourselves. There's been booster money coming to college football players forever, okay? But now it's on steroids, quote unquote, and there are just really no rules surrounding it until they kind of get the handle on what to do actually with this thing and make the rules happen. And then the other thing about it is talking about the college degrees. It's just the whole thing is ridiculous. That's why from now on I'm calling it the college division of pro football.
Okay, now, when you were at Towson, your degree was in communications.
MassCom, yes? Correct.
MassCom?
Yep.
So did you have a lot of the name, image, and license money coming your way as a MassCom graduate?
Believe it or not, Bruce, I had nothing come my way.
That is a surprise.
Can you believe it?
What a shock that is.
I know. As much as I put into that Towson radio station.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
What were the call letters again there?
WCVT.
And who was the English professor?
James
he?
English.
James English.
That was his name.
Yeah.
James English. What a great guy.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, hey, by the way, a contestant chose number two. That was the fake story.
Yeah, I thought he got
you're
it
right.
Right.
I'm
yep.
so sorry.
Yep.
So give us a call back if you would, Wally, and we'll take care of you. My mistake on that. So he did get that.
Bruce, just FYI, I'm 3-0.
I'm just so very proud of you.
Oh, Bruce, I got to tell you something, by the way.
Yes.
Next hour,
yeah.
I have to reveal the Friday football pick'em from last week.
Yeah.
We have a situation.
We have a situation?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We do.
We have a situation.
Wait till you hear this situation.
Okay. Isn't that the name of a singer or performer or something? The Situation?
Yeah. No, it was in the Jersey. I forget. Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not from Jersey?
No, I'm not.
So from Miami?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be La Situación?
Actually, Miami Beach. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Across the Biscayne Bay.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with
us. No problem. I think it's time for me to go.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
7:51 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. For those of you who, like me, have dental problems over time, I want to recommend my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years. was, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and, of course, the highest standards of excellence. Practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. You can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth and snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion. You'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Very light traffic today, so no Chuck Whitaker. Check back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early. As far as the weather, well, it's a nice enough day today. Tomorrow, though, a dry but a chance for light snow or rain mix in the afternoon. Today's high 42, tomorrow's high 41. For the weekend, though, Saturday, the first weekend of the new year, dry and cold. And a high around 34 degrees. Right now, Edgewater has 35. And Reisterstown currently has 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. The morning drive. Sean has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. People coming back in. Kristen Hegerick back after her vacation over the holidays. Executive producer. And, of course, during the next hour, apparently we have a situation we have to talk about. Gary Stein will fill us in on whatever that situation might be. This in from Eddie. When it comes to doing a job and getting it done in accordance to the boss's wishes, who do you trust more? The person who has no prior job experience nor track record of doing the job, or the person who's in the job, attempted it, made mistakes, received course correction from the boss, and now clearly understands what their job is and how to do it in order to satisfy their boss? That's the dilemma Donald Trump faces with House Speaker. I suspect Mike Johnson has one more shot at getting the boss's attention and meeting his expectation. Otherwise, he will be replaced if he goes astray again. That's kind of my view of this as well. But there are those who say that the guy's got to go right now, among them Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, he's a rhino. He should have been vetted when he sided with the Democrats on the budget bill 2 months ago. We would have had 2 months to find a new speaker, vet him, make him sign a paper, make him promise, get him in writing. I mean, I think we're all getting played right now. I talked to some very smart people, and everybody's in the tank. I don't think we're going to have Trump back Johnson. Are you kidding me? He's a rhino. He's an absolute rhino.
Well, who would you propose instead that would actually get a majority?
I think Scott would be a great choice. Scott, he's solid, 100%. He isn't going to back down. He isn't going to give in. You know, Yoda says it's not about the compromise, it's about the win. Democrats stick together and win. You're going to see the exposed rhinos for the next 2 months. We won't get nothing done. We had 2 months to fix this prior to this inauguration, prior to vetting Johnson, who was a, I don't even want to, it's a POS. It's rigged. I'm really thinking it's rigged now because the American people have spoken about a mandate, and you don't hear mandate anymore. That's the next thing that's off the charts. No mandate, but I'm done vetting.
Okay, Steve, let me just point out, you have to have, right now, because there's still three seats that have yet to be filled, the margin right now is 217 to 215. You need all 217 Republicans to vote for a single candidate. Without that, you're going to have Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House.
Bruce, I want the fallout. This could have been fixed 2 months ago. Somebody's not taking care of the ball.
Okay, hold on. Two more seconds here. If you want that, then the Trump agenda does not start on January 20th. We go through the Kevin McCarthy thing all over again, and the Trump agenda ends up starting sometime much later. Steve, I'm sorry. I just realized I'm against a hard break. We'll talk all more right. later. Okay, thanks, bud. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. You've been hearing me talk about Rescue Supplements for years now, and Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals, whether you've been taking Rescue products for years and don't know where to start in just 5 minutes. Discover tailored rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. Now, that means no more guessing on the products in the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. To get started, go to res-q.com. I'm sorry, that's res-q.life. Complete their survey and get started. I'll call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Again, visit res-q.life and get 50% off.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anna Thomason. Did the New Orleans terrorists have accomplices? Investigators looking into that possibility, and they strongly suspect that Samsu Jinjabar was not a lone wolf and was working with others. 42-year-old Texas man drove a rented pickup into a crowd, killing 15 people. He died in a shootout with police. Authorities found an improvised explosive device at the scene and other devices planted elsewhere in the French Quarter. Investigators in Las Vegas trying to determine whether a cyber truck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel was related to the deadly attack in New Orleans. In both cases, a rented vehicle was involved.
Both vehicles, I'm being told, New Orleans was rented from Toro and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says heavy-duty fireworks and camp fuel canisters are found inside the wreckage of the truck. Seven people nearby suffered minor injuries. The Supreme Court's Chief Justice is taking a stand for judicial independence at a time when that bedrock principle is under assault.
John Roberts criticizes public officials across the political spectrum who suggest they might defy court orders, adding that the other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders even if they're unpopular or could impact future political fortunes. He expressed his concerns in an annual report released on Tuesday.
Correspondent George Williams says some Democrats advocate packing the court and imposing term limits on the justices. It's called the Make America Great Again Victory Rally. It's an event President-elect Trump is planning on the eve of his inauguration in Washington, D.C. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures up 295 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 213. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A deadly mass shooting has shaken Montenegro.
A gunman who fatally shot at least 12 people, including two children, has killed himself while surrounded by police, Montenegro officials say. Vanya Popovic, cousin of one person killed and cousin of another injured, says, "The son of my aunt is among the dead. The children that were killed are also of my aunt's brother. We're all shocked." The shooter was identified by officials as 45-year-old Axel Martinovic. Authorities say he had killed the owner of the bar in the city, the bar owner's children, and his own family members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Children's Fund is urging governments to prioritize the safety of migrant children after the latest Mediterranean shipwreck left about 20 people missing, adding to a gruesome annual tally. Italy has tried to stem arrivals by cracking down on migrant smuggling operations. News and analysis, townhall.com. Pro-Hamas protesters take to the streets on New Year's Day.
It was the same day 15 people in New Orleans were mowed down by a truck and killed by a Muslim supporter of ISIS. Hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters marched in New York City on New Year's Day for Intifada, blocking 6th Avenue in Manhattan. They carried signs that said Zionism is cancer, no war on Iran, and end all U.S. aid to Israel. They chanted, "There is only one solution, Intifada revolution." The New Orleans attack took place in the early hours of New Year's Day when Shamsuddin Jabbar, who had pledged loyalty to ISIS, rammed his rented truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Number 6 Ohio State roared into the college football playoff semifinals, a 41-21 victory over top-ranked Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State now headed to the Cotton Bowl on the 10th. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another story that needs to be told about this year's Ravens team is that of the offensive line. Criticized at the start of the season, the O-line with three new starters has paved the way for Baltimore this year. Here's center Tyler Linderbaum on the development of the O-line.
No, then just, you know, all the things that, you know, we went through in the preseason. You know, losing Jody certainly hasn't been easy, you know, but I think, you know, he'd be very proud of us, you know, the way we play the game, the way we approach the game. You know, I think something he'd be proud of.
The Joe D.
The chance to win the AFC North 2 years in a row.
The Joe D that Tyler Linderbaum refers to, of course, is Joe D'Alessandro, who passed away, the offensive line coach passed away in the preseason. The Ravens lead the league in yards per game. They're second in rushing while allowing Lamar to be sacked only 23 times this year. Ravens are healthy heading into Saturday afternoon's encounter with the Browns. Only Justice Hill and Patrick McCary were DNPs yesterday, out with flu-like symptoms. With a win, Baltimore clinches the division and earns a first-round home playoff game. Other Week 18 notes in the NFL, Saquon Barkley will sit out the Eagles finale on Sunday against the Giants, leaving him 101 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's all-time single-season rushing record. And the Chiefs will rest Patrick Mahomes and start Carson Wentz in their finale against the Broncos. College football playoffs yesterday. Ohio State and Texas advanced to the CFP semifinals. Buckeyes 41-21 over number one Oregon. Longhorns prevail in double overtime, 39-31 over Arizona State. Coming up at 8:35, the Orioles lose out on Corbin Burns. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three of The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. John has the morning off, back at full strength on Monday. He's taking a week off. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so much for having us in. We started up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, run straight through to Kim Klasick Live. Kim will be in about 1 hour from right now on Talk Radio 680 at WCBM. A lot of ground to cover during the course of this hour. We'll talk about New Orleans a whole lot. But first, one or two additional notes. JT and Jessups emails us in. Bruce, I was at the University of Maryland College Park when Lenny Bias died. Well, there are some college athletes who are there just to play their sport. I believe many college athletes are going to college to actually get a degree. In fact, some excel in their studies. For instance, just before my money and banking economics class started, our last session prior to the final exam, a couple of folks from one of the honor societies made a presentation to a guy in the class, and it was none other than Greg Manning, the starting point guard for the Terps. We had no idea. We'd been sitting next to a member of the basketball team, much less the starting point guard. I see your point, JT, I completely, and that's part of the point I'm making. Why should those individuals who actually go to college or university, who realize they're going to play a sport, they're going to be able to get it, but they also really are there in order to learn, in order to get a degree that they earn, whether it's in economics or in pre-med. I mean, we know this happens. But why should their degree be confused with, and I'm not trying to slam the guy, but the Dexter Manleys of the world, who simply passed through because he was exceptional at playing football. But by the time that he got out of the NFL, it came to light that he was not literate. He couldn't read or write. How does that happen? And how should that degree be viewed as equivalent to the guy who gets a degree in pre-med or in biochemistry or in economics or anything else? I'm just simply saying I'm glad to have them there, but they should have a separate degree. Whether it's basketball or football or lacrosse or whatever, if they're there just as a scholarship student just to play sports, well, God bless you. That's nice. But you should have a degree in sports performance, arbitrarily called, and nothing else. And people should understand that you are there to get a degree in sports performance. And every course you take would be focused on the aspects of performance, which means you can go to a lot of basketball practices or a lot of football practices or, you know, whatever the case might be. That's my own observation on that, all right? So, New Orleans. Police chief there is a woman named Anna Kirkpatrick. And she took to the microphone right after this event. initially describing what this terrorist, Jabbar, did.
This particular terrorist drove around onto the sidewalk.
He drove around the parked vehicle onto the sidewalk, squeezed through that spot on the sidewalk, and then killed 15 people by hitting them with his truck, a rented truck with an ISIS flag on the back. That's the guy we're talking about. She went on to say that police departments everywhere, and certainly in New Orleans, they're constructed to confront evil. They view it as evil, not, oh my gosh, you happen to violate a misdemeanor. They're confronting evil in one form or another. And she said that's exactly what the officers who responded immediately running toward that disaster did. They confronted evil.
New Orleans police and all law enforcement is built. We are built for dealing with evil, with things that would cause us others to be in fear. But instead, our officers, and last night NOPD in particular, stood strong. They did kill the terrorist.
They confronted the evil they were facing. Finally, one more from the police chief. She noted that New Orleans has gone through some other troubles in the past, including a rather major flood that destroyed most of the city. That they have faced these kinds of things before, and they have come back, and they have fought their way back. They have had basically a trial by fire before, and she put a different twist on it.
This city has been tried by fire before, but fire purifies. Fire makes things stronger. We have a plan. We know what to do. We are going to get these people. There is a path forward.
Yeah, there is a path forward. Anybody else involved in the particular cell, the FBI in Austin, Texas, and elsewhere are on their trail. Anyone else involved in that cell, they're firm in saying they will be brought to justice. The governor of the state, by the way, Jeff Lindsay, weighed in on that. You'll hear his comments coming up in a couple of seconds. First, though, no Chuck Griddick today because traffic is extraordinarily light. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early. Today's sunny, high around 42 degrees. Tomorrow morning, dry. However, by the afternoon, you could have a light snow or rain mix possible in the afternoon. High 41. And for the weekend, Saturday, dry and cold. And a high around 34 degrees. Right now, Pikesville has 32 degrees. Parkville has 32 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, here is Omar Kepa, before I get the clown car, right? Here is the governor of the state of Louisiana, Jeff Lindsay.
Bourbon Street is an active crime scene, and the FBI is in charge of it. When they clear it, and it does not become an active crime scene anymore, we're going to open it up.
Yeah, but not until then. It's an active crime scene. Once it's cleared, Bourbon Street will be opened up again. And, of course, this is a burden for those who are down there for the Sugar Bowl. They want to be able to go to Bourbon Street. Sorry, it's an active crime scene. You got to wait your turn here. It's also, by the way, a crippling blow for some of the merchants on Bourbon Street who make their money right now, between now and the Super Bowl. But, of course, one of the concerns is this simply going to be a precursor for another event that might take place around the Super Bowl? And of course, now the tensions are high there, and security will be higher there by the time 5 weeks from now when the Super Bowl heads to New Orleans. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to find out which clown is going to hop out of the Democrat clown car. And boy, we got a good one for you this time. So please enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one of the most irritatingly condescending twits on the political left, a New York Times columnist. Her name is Jennifer Rubin, and she is convinced that we are all as dumb as a brick.
People ask me all the time, why is the media so lamsy-pamsy? And there are two explanations. One is they are convinced that if they would just move a little bit to the right, all those MAGA readers out there, now you'll notice the contradiction in terms, MAGA readers, would pick up the Washington Post and they would have more readers. What is the logical fallacy here?
Yes, reader. There is nothing that the Washington Post could possibly do that would have those people take out a subscription.
Yeah, in other words, MAGA people, have, I mean, MAGA is pretty simple. Make America great again. Put Americans in America first in our thoughts. Apparently, these individuals, us, we're not literate. We don't know how to read. Otherwise, we'd vote as the smart people vote, as Jennifer Rubin would have us vote. That is perhaps one of the single most condescending things said out loud, but it is bluntly the attitude of an awful lot of people on the political left, and that is why they lost this time around, and why the Republicans now run the House, the Senate, and, of course, Donald Trump is in the White House. Ms. Rubin, please get back in the clown car and get your butt out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 817. To the phones we go. Mike is in Kingsville. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy New Year to you. Got a question for you about this terrorist.
Yep.
The information, you know, that's coming out of Las Vegas and out of New Orleans. Didn't we have something where Baltimore County Police last week at the over at White Marsh by Lowe's detonated the same type of explosives and incendiary devices?
I don't know if it was the same type. I mean, we're straightforward. I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a connection between that, because it's awfully, again, it's coincidental. I'm not trying to do conspiracy theories, but boy, you know, all this at the same time is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that it's happening now, of course, this is an optimal time. You have to remember, yes. Terrorism is a tactic, a strategy to unsettle the population. To make us unsure of ourselves and of our goals, potentially to overreact. And so I think that they're being very careful this time around to say, we got one guy, we believe there are others in the cell, and we'll find these people and bring them to justice. The question is whether they'll actually bring them to justice, which I think they will under Donald Trump. But between now and January 20th, I have no particular faith that this administration is all that serious about doing so.
No, I don't think so either. I think this administration wants to go on vacation.
Actually, they've been on vacation, man. I mean, you realize that Joe Biden, I'm serious about this, he spent 40% of the time as president on vacation.
Wow. You know, 40%. You have to go back to Dwight Eisenhower in his second term after he had his heart attack to get anything close to that.
Yeah, I don't think you can get close. I mean, I've never, I mean, when you begin to actually run the numbers, think about this. He was in office for 4 years. That means for almost 2 years, I mean, 40%, it's almost half. For almost 2 years of a four-year term, he's been on vacation.
Yes.
I mean, the comments he made were from the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he was down there sniffing hair. He apparently heard there were a lot of virgins who needed the hair sniff down there, so he went on vacation down there. Fresh hair to sniff. Very little respect for this administration.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
January 20th can't come soon enough, man.
I tell you.
Really.
January 20th needs to be here, and I hope Donald Trump can straighten this mess out.
I think he'll give it an honest effort, and I think he'll make it happen. I really do.
I really do. I hope so. And I hope we get somebody after him that's going to continue what he starts.
We'll see how J.D. Vance does as VP. That could be what we're looking at. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance, it's 1-800-WCBM-680. Senator John Kennedy is from Louisiana, and hearing his comments on exactly what went down, you'll hear them coming up in a minute or two. First, though, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I want to take a minute to tell you about the folks at Vinny Steele. If you are thinking about selling your home, then really, here's a real estate fact you got to know. Right now, a lot of potential homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, potential sellers. They're hesitant to sell because the low inventory that's out there, and right now they may have a great rate on their current home. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in that situation, if you spotted your dream home, would you go to that home if you could find a competitive interest rate, maybe something in the mid-4s? If you would, listen up. Vinny Steele will help you out. Many homeowners in Maryland and Southern PA are having a lot of issues getting their homes sold. With Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program, You get access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market and stands out to potential home buyers. The program creates a high demand, which allows you to sell for the most money possible. Plus, Vinny always guarantees in writing to sell your home at your price and your time frame, or he's going to step in and buy it from you for cash. Telephone number 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Call Vinny Steele, not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show. There are people who have been at work since the 60s trying to tear down America because they hate America. That's what communists do. That's what socialists do. They hate. They envy. A lot of the world, a good share of the world, looks at us as the enemy, not as a beacon of freedom. The people, the masses in those awful countries look at America positively, but their leadership hates America. And we are the most diverse population in the history of the world.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is classic. Marty emails in. The insults from the Democrats keep coming, and they still can't figure out why they lost. You're right, man. They're just clueless. They think that this is an aberration. They think it was a messaging problem or something. It's not. It is a core philosophy problem in that people are choosing a path that is not in the Democrat playbook. And they don't know how to deal with that because they don't recognize it as a thing. They have this incredible blind spot. It's like if you had a detached retina in your eye and you can only see out of half your eye. That's what happens with a detached retina. It flops down and you can't see out of your whole eye. Well, they don't see all that stuff that they choose not to see because they can't see it. It doesn't exist in their reality. So they do not understand why they lost. And so you have Jennifer Rubin saying, well, clearly the only reason they lost is because the stupid people voted. Indicating, of course, the people who voted for Donald Trump don't have brains. They don't make a rational choice. That the African Americans and the women and the other minorities who cross party lines to say, you know what? Those people aren't making the sense. This guy does. I'm voting for him. Apparently, they were all deluded, all given some kind of a drug to prevent them from thinking clearly. It is amazing the condescension you see coming from the Democrats, and they still don't understand. Now, when I say I have no faith in this administration, I mean that when it comes to New Orleans or anything else, but particularly in New Orleans in this case. Because you have Joe Biden out there, the President of the United States, and he says, believe me, we're going to be completely transparent. This is the administration that has Alejandro Mayorkas lying in front of Congress for 4 years straight. And we're supposed to believe now? Now is the time they're going to actually be transparent? I just have an awful lot of difficulty believing that that's the case.
I've directed my Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information. And once we have that information, I will share that information as soon as we can confirm it.
See, I just don't believe him. I don't have a history of him saying things that are true and need to be believed. There's a history of him and his administration saying things that are not true and trying to make us believe that they are true. And that's a real problem for him. Credibility is down to the zero level. But he says the federal government under Joe Biden, under Alejandro Mayorkas, they're going to be right there while New Orleans heals.
I directed my team to make sure every resource is made available to federal, state, and local law enforcement to complete the investigation in New Orleans quickly and to make sure there's no remaining threat to the American people. And we'll support the people of New Orleans as they begin the hard work of healing.
Now, his entire statement took less than 4 minutes. And then he turned on his heels and walked away as soon as the question came up. No questions. He got to the airport, And again, reporters did their job in trying to get some answers out of the president as to what is being done exactly, who's being involved, what's going on here. This is what they got.
I'm not going to comment on any specific data. All I've contacted every agency in the federal government as well as the state. Again, I'm not going to comment until I speak to the group later. I've spoken to every member of the agency, from the CIA to our national security team, to our FBI, NSC, and we're gathering all the and I spent a lot of time with the government, with the mayor.
Yeah, but he's not going to tell you a damn thing. So why, again, in that context, do we believe that he will ever tell us the whole story? I'm fairly confident that when Donald Trump takes office, we will know the whole story, because there'll be no hesitation to say this is what we've discovered. And you won't have the FBI or the Department of Justice covering for the administration. They'll be there to perform a very different set of tasks. And for the FBI, it will be to inform the American people, what the hell happened here? Were you tracking this guy? Are you aware that was he a member of a cell? If so, how closely were you tracking him? Or were you too busy as members of the FBI trying to make sure that those horrible Roman Catholics who like Latin spoken in mass, you were keeping an eye on them, because after all, they can't be trusted. They're probably anti-government. Or those horrible people who show up at school board meetings, that they are the real threat to America. And of course, the nonsense that was coming out during this administration of the biggest threat to America right now is white militias gathering up in the hills somewhere. Well, we've had 4 years of that rhetoric, and I've not seen a whole lot of white militia activity out there. But this guy, and again, it's a little unclear, because some guy called this morning and said, you're not telling the truth, because this guy's black. I don't know if he is or not. If you look at his image, he could be black. He could be Mediterranean. He could be Middle Eastern. He is of a darker skin tone. Obviously, he's not from Sweden. But beyond that, I don't know. So I'm not going to start blaming black guys for doing this. It's not appropriate, nor does it matter. This was a guy who was a terrorist. He got radicalized after he left the military. He served. I mean, he was in our military. He got radicalized when he left. But by the way, he was wearing fatigues when he was shot. This gives you an indication, a little bit of maybe his mindset. But he was there, extolling the virtues of ISIS, killing innocent civilians, and then engaging in a gunfight with the New Orleans police, who, thank God, took him out for once and for all. Now, the question is, will they be able to find the other members of the cell, if there was one, and will they actually go after them and bring them to justice? God, we sure hope they will. But there's no guarantee on this, of course. Coming up, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana hit the microphone right after this event. What he has to say is pretty compelling. We'll give you part of his remarks coming up in the next 30 minutes right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:30 right now. Time for us to find out what's going on in the world. And, of course, Gary Stein's Done on Sports also coming up.
SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. Investigators looking into the possibility that the New Orleans terrorists had accomplices. Samsu Jinjabar was not a lone wolf, they say, and was working with others, they suspect. 42-year-old Texas man drove a rented pickup into a crowd, killing 15 people. He died in a shootout with police. Investigators in Las Vegas trying to determine whether a Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump Hotel was related to the attack in New Orleans. In both cases, a rented vehicle was involved, both of them apparently leased at the same location. The Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts taking a stand for judicial independence at a time when the principle is under assault. Some Democrats have advocated packing the court and imposing term limits on the justices. Stocks set to rally this morning on Wall Street at the opening bell. The Dow futures up 277 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barrowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410 210 866-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Mother Nature getting us back into the swing of winter time. Just typical January temperatures today and tomorrow, but much colder and Arctic air heads our way over the weekend. We're dry today, plenty of sunshine, 42 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out dry, a little bit of light rain and snow in the afternoon, 41 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 34 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it took Michael Vick 143 games to set the all-time NFL quarterback rushing record, and it took Lamar Jackson just 102 games to break it. Lamar, despite already winning two NFL MVP awards, is having the best season of his career, accounting for over 300 offensive yards per game. Here's offensive coordinator Todd Monken on Lamar.
It's been amazing. You know, it's a credit to him, the work he's put in. You know, and the work he puts in every week, it's a credit to our coaches, T, who works with him every day.
The T that Monken refers to is Ravens quarterback coach T. Martin. Lamar this year, the numbers, has accounted for 43 total touchdowns, a career-high 39 through the air, a career full-season low of only four interceptions this year. Ravens are 18-point favorites against the Browns, and assuming a Ravens win for just a moment, an interesting playoff scenario could play out this weekend. A Ravens win locks them in at number three. The Steelers-Bengals-Chargers-Raiders game have meaning. If Pittsburgh wins, they're locked in at number five, and they will go to Houston. The Chargers would also be locked in at number six, and they would come here. But if the Steelers lose and the Chargers win, then Los Angeles is number five and goes to Houston. And guess what? The Steelers drop to number six and come to Baltimore for a first-round playoff game. Meanwhile, the Commanders are in the playoffs for the first time since 2016 at 11-5, first time since 91 that they've won that many games, and they won the Super Bowl that year. Last playoff win was in 1995. NBA last night, the Wiz win their third in their last seven, 125-107 over the Bulls. 3-7 may not sound great, but the Wiz had won only three of their first 24. Maryland basketball tonight at Washington. Game time is 9:35 Eastern. Terps are 11-2. They're 1-1 in the Big Ten. They're ranked 24th in the USA Today, top 25. Here's head coach Kevin Willard on where his Terps are.
Yeah, I mean, 10-1 in non-conference. You know, obviously, you know, I feel good about where we are. You know.
Maryland averaging 87.2 points per game this year. That's 11th in the country. Defensively, the Terps are giving up just 61, which is 12th in the country and the best for Maryland in the last 42 years. Baseball news. Where do the Orioles turn now for pitching? Right-handed Corbin Burnes and the Arizona Diamondbacks are in agreement on a six-year, $210 million contract, an end-of-year signing that sends the best player left in free agency to a team that had not been linked to him at all. The Orioles have taken heat not re-signing Corbin Burnes, but ESPN's John Heyman reporting a seven-year, $250 million fully guaranteed with no opt-out offer was on the table. The Orioles offering Burnes. It's the highest average annual contract of those reported and the most money offered to a pitcher this offseason. So what do the Orioles do now? The options are limited if they want to sign another arm. Jack Flaherty is still out there. He won the World Series in 2024 with the Dodgers. He's the top free agent available. The Orioles could also go to the trade market. Seattle right-hander Luis Castillo and San Diego right-hander Dylan Cease could be options if they go that route. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the morning drive has a situation.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So, Bruce, here's the situation.
We have a
okay?
situation.
Yeah. So, first of all, let's just recap because we've been out, you know, not together.
Yep.
Last week in the Friday football pick'em, I went 4-0, you went 3-1, and Sean went 2-2.
Okay.
So, here's the standings coming into this week. Bruce, you and I are tied.
Ooh.
We're at 42-26.
It's not a situation.
It's riveting.
Second.
Well, wait, that's not the situation.
Oh.
Sean is 39-27. He's three games behind. There's absolutely just about no way that he can catch up. And remember, the rule was that if you end up in third, you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
However, here's what happened. A petition was received by the commissioner's office from the Morning Drive listenership asking for a waiver for the third place team to be able to participate in the playoffs if only the third place team is three games or less behind at the end of the regular season. The commission voted on it, Bruce, and it was granted.
Mm-hmm.
So if Sean can remain three games or less behind, then he will make the playoffs. Just so, FYI.
So this is what happened when Sean called your office?
Yeah, Sean basically did it. It's all Sean. Only one person signed the petition.
Yeah, well, it's a petition, though.
It was Sean.
You have to pay attention to the petition.
He signed it Sean Casey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm looking at the list for this week. I mean, we're not going to go into it in detail, but I've been trying to use during the course of the season variations on Rush Limbaugh's way that he chose the potential winners or losers.
How did he choose?
Well, he typically chose according to what would annoy the liberals the most.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
that's smart.
Yeah, and in other words, it was an environmental thing.
Okay.
So
Don't vote for any team that has green in their uniform.
Well,
is that right?
No, but I mean, is it better, for example, because we have this case this coming weekend, what I'm looking at here is it better to vote for a team that is animal associated or a team that is not animal associated?
Okay, probably better to vote for a team not animal associated.
Well, the people in PETA would have you believe that.
Correct.
Right. However, do you want to be ruled by PETA?
No. Don't
okay, then.
But I do like PETA. I like PETA and hummus.
PETA bread, a little hummus. Yeah. I like too.
Is that what you're talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
People eating tasty animals.
Mm.
That's a good, yeah. All right, Gary, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
We've got to go, Bruce.
I know.
See you later.
Bye. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana took to the microphone. And I'm going to give you some of his comments because they are, as they say, trenchant. If you have a question as to whether or not there is good, I mean, the argument is, everything's relative. That's the argument from the secularists. Everything is relative. One person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. This kind of crap, all right? But if you believe that there is good, not on a relative scale, but absolute good, then by definition you have to believe that there is absolute evil as well. because they're polar opposites. They're two sides of the same coin. You can't have absolute good unless that good is being compared to something that is less than absolute good. You follow that logically, and you get to absolute evil. Take that as the background for what Senator John Kennedy is about to say.
I wish I understood better why bad things happen to good people. If I make it to heaven, I'm going to ask. For those people who don't believe in objective evil, all you have to do is look at what happened in our city early this morning. If this doesn't trigger the gag reflex of every American, every fair-minded American, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah, I will as well. But I'm sure there will be those who somehow are going to try to justify this. Just kind of grit your teeth and realize what the character of those individuals is. Kennedy says he's there. He was behind the microphone that quickly after the event for just one reason.
I'm here because these are my people. I'm here because these are my people's friends. I'm here because there are a lot of Louisianians that are scared tonight. I don't want them to be. There's a lot of information going around. Some of it is actually true. Some of it isn't.
And that's the problem, at least early on. Some of it's true, some of it's not. The old saw is you wait 48 hours after this kind of event to begin to get a little bit of clarity. That is not that's not something we have the luxury of doing anymore, it seems. Because the instant analyses began to happen instantly, obviously, after the event. And the speculation began to happen after the event. You're not talking about, oh, this is some disgruntled right-winger or some disgruntled left-winger who heard all that crap right after the thing. This is a terrorist. This is somebody who, after serving in our military, got radicalized in some fashion and aligned himself with ISIS. Guy's an American citizen who hates America. Ray is in Brooklyn Park. He's up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about this terrorist guy.
Yep.
He was in the reserves after he got out of the Army. And then last June, the FBI traced him, went through his records. He went to where ISIS is, that radical country. But they don't know if he actually met up with ICE people. But the FBI did say he did go out of the country to meet up with them, ISIS. And, you know, it's just a tragedy that the military didn't spot this with him being in the reserves, talking on the computer, all this radical stuff. Why didn't they pull him in?
Yeah, and why didn't they kick him out?
Exactly. I mean,
if that's the case, if they had foreknowledge, they should have booted the guy.
He was in the reserve. That's why he had his fatigues on. He was active in the reserves. The FBI said that.
It's amazing. Ray, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dry with a high around 42 today. Tomorrow, dry. Chance of light snow or rain in the afternoon, a high around 41. And for Saturday, dry and cold, and a high 34 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown has 32 degrees. And downtown Baltimore right now, you're looking at 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 845. More from Senator John Kennedy. You heard that why he's there. It's what he wishes, which I think is the wish of pretty much everybody I know, and God save those people who disagree with this, because you've defined yourself as clearly anti-American, should you. What Kennedy wants is to figure out who else was involved, to catch them, and to bring them to justice.
The federal government is now in charge of this investigation. By that, I mean the White House, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice. I have not talked to the FBI. Maybe they've talked to my staff. I don't know. I did talk to the Secretary of Homeland Security a little while ago. And I told him that with all the respect I could muster, that we expect to put the full force
and resources of the federal government behind this.
Yeah, and the problem is, you're talking about Alejandro Mayorkas, a man who has routinely lied to the American people for 3.5 years. So we're supposed to believe now that Mayorkas is actually a good fella, and he is going to go ahead and go after these individuals with the same kind of vigor that he went after, you know, moms and dads who are outside abortion clinics, or go after them in the same kind of vigor. The FBI involved as they went after people who showed up at the local school board. The problem with politicizing all these government agencies is this is how it comes back to bite you in the hindquarters. Exactly how. Kennedy says there's a choice that the Democrats have. And that is either catch these people and tell us the whole truth, or catch these people, try to not tell us the whole truth, and I will call you out.
Here's what I want to ask from the federal government. Catch these people. Catch these people. And then tell the American people the truth. Now, I don't want you to tell us yet anything's going to interfere with your investigation. And there are things that I've been told that I think are true that I'm not sharing with you today because it could interfere with their investigation. But after we get to the bottom of this, they need to tell the American people the truth. And the people in New Orleans the truth. And the people of America the truth.
He wants simply for that old saw, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. He wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And he says further that if we find the truth being obscured by members of the Biden administration, I have much less concern about this happening with the Trump administration, but we find the truth being obscured by members of the Biden administration, he will bring on, what's the phrase he used, a fresh hell.
I will promise you this. I will, when it is appropriate and this investigation is complete, you will find out what happened and who was responsible. Or I will raise fresh hell. And I will chase those in the federal government who are responsible for telling us what happened, like they stole Christmas.
That's Senator John Kennedy. You will know, or he was going to raise fresh hell and bring us the truth. I just hope that he will. And I hope that the FBI pursues this with some sense of vigor in a nonpartisan, non-politicized fashion. Because there'll be pressures from those on the political left to not do so. Because their sympathies actually, to a degree, are with this guy. There are those on the left who think, America needs to be brought down a notch or two. If this is what it takes to do it, we're okay with that. Liz Muriel is the Attorney General of the state of Louisiana. And she says, make no mistake here, folks. Louisiana has the death penalty. And if these individuals are caught in the bounds, the boundaries of Louisiana, there is a consequence.
There are certainly federal terrorism charges and other charges that can be brought. We are willing to bring state charges as well, and we have state terrorism charges. We have the death penalty in Louisiana, and I'm certainly willing to ensure that we carry it out.
We have the death penalty in Louisiana, and she's certainly willing to carry it out. I hope so. 8:50 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Email in from Paz, worth passing along. It's important to remember this as the left predicts failure for the Trump presidency. Interviews with 50 of Biden's cabinet and close associates confirmed that they knew Biden was suffering cognitive decline the day he was sworn in. For 4 years, the White House and the media put our country and the world at risk by covering the significantly diminished Biden and covering for, rather, the significantly diminished Biden. It's the greatest scandal ever, and like most crimes committed by the left, not a single person will be held accountable. I'll tell you, though, this does bear on this conversation, though, Paz. This is why some of us, myself included, just a little bit suspicious when Joe Biden says that he's going to get all the information and pass it along to us as soon as he has it. When anybody else in this administration says this, because we have a lot of history to not believe these people. We have a lot of history to not believe the swamp media. It's what did Reagan say? Trust but verify. And he said it in Russian, which is something beyond my scope. But I think that's going to be the situation. I want primary sources. I'll believe the people who are there on the scene, particularly if we can see the physical evidence. I want to know who, if there are other members of this cell, and who they are, and what is the specific evidence that links them. I don't want a witch hunt here of somebody who happened to, have a cup of coffee with the guy. But if there are other members of the cell, they should be brought to justice. And it should be swift and certain and, in my view, terminal. Dry with a high around 42 today. Tomorrow morning dry. Chance of light and snow or rain mix possible in the afternoon. A high 41. Saturday dry and cold. A high 34. Right now Bel Air 33. Dundalk 35 degrees. And Gene is in Towson. Gene, good morning, buddy. Hey, Gene. Ah, shucks. Gene could not hang on. Sorry, buddy. We got to you a little bit late for you. But if you have the opportunity to give us a shout back, we'll see if we can get to you real quickly. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Andy Biggs, Congressman Andy Biggs, talking about the border and the November vote, and then getting it. I don't think the Democrats fully understood what happened in November yet.
Trump won by nearly 200,000 votes in Arizona. It was a big win for him. Republicans went up and down the ballot. And border security was the top issue. You have a governor now, our governor, and the mayor of Tucson have said they're not going to cooperate. So they're missing the boat on what their citizens want and also what the law requires.
Yeah, missing the boat completely. Andy Biggs, of course, is from Arizona. And he says when it comes to the border, under Donald Trump, under Tom Holman, under border security rules under the new administration, they're going to target those individuals who obstruct the search for justice.
Under this administration, which will be different than the last one, is that you'll actually see a Department of Justice go after those officials who are actually aiding and abetting and violating the law.
And by the way, you'll hear a montage of some of those people coming up in a minute or two. It's amazing what these elected officials are saying and what they're willing to do in order to prevent justice from actually occurring. Kim Klasick, Kim Klasick Live, starts right after 9 o'clock news, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How was your New Year's?
It was good. It was good. I got a lot of rest, so I'm happy.
Yeah. Celebrated New Year's London time, which is 7 p.m. our time.
That's exactly what happened. Yes. Yeah. Well, today, of course, we're going to talk about what's been going on in New Orleans. Lots of updates on that, especially update on the attacker. Also, New York City subway. Another tragic situation where a man was pushed onto the tracks. So we're going to talk about that. And, of course, we got local news still talking about crime and violence. And apparently there's a community walk tonight. I still don't understand why we do these walks, Bruce. No. There's no evidence that shows that they actually work and deter crime at all. But we're going to talk about it.
It's a placebo.
Yeah.
You know, and now you can feel good about this. You've been involved for a walk.
Yeah.
And that should take care of everything, ignoring the reality on the ground, which is it does nothing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are things that could happen that don't involve a walk, that involve if you see a crime taking place, report it.
Right. Report it. Arrest those that are committing the crimes. Yeah. Don't just walk around the neighborhood and tell them that you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, we're here. You guys know us. We're down there.
We're not
going to rat on you, but we're going to go for a nice walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that because I think there are a lot of people in Baltimore County that's just had enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I mean, I think a lot of people everywhere have just about had enough.
Absolutely.
I think it's time for a course correction, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
Kim Tlacek Live comes up right after 9 o'clock news. Talk Radio 680. Thank you, ma'am. 680 WCBM. Here's this montage, I promise you. These are various Democratic governors and mayors on how they are going to resist ICE.
We're not going to cooperate. We're not going to ask our police force to serve as ICE agents.
I'm going to do everything that I can to protect our undocumented immigrants, the residents of our state.
I will fight you every step of the way.
If it's contrary to our values, we will fight to the death.
Would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. We are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear.
No, and they won't. They are going to resist. This email in from John in Lutherville, couldn't be an ISIS adherent because President Barack Hussein Obama assured us that ISIS was the JV team, remember? Thankfully, the years of darkness are behind us. President Donald J. Trump can't be sworn in soon enough. Yeah, that's my feeling exactly. It can't happen soon enough. The 20th can't happen soon enough. If we can go from today as the 2nd, just add that zero at the end, make this afternoon the 20th, I'd be not at all displeased about that. Matter of fact, I'd be kind of happy that that happens. Because I think the approach we have to take to the border and to things like crime is the Donald Trump approach.
I will sign a historic slate of executive orders to close our border to illegal aliens and stop the invasion of our country.
Period.
And on that same day, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
Come on, January 20th. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather is changing. Now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all of your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com online. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician. Folks, that's it for us. See you bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.